So, Rob, I saved the best, or at least the most complicated, for last, because I know how you got to ramp up to these things.
We have a lot of people in the studio.
We have a
with
lot of people
today.
In the studio, but it's exciting people. So this is, you know, Aero Innovate's Pitch and Mingle is like a total celebration of its 2019 class of innovative aviation and aerospace startups. And a lot of people don't even realize this is going on at AirVenture. So it's an amazing opportunity for Aero Innovate companies, which have been working together for some time, to get together with entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and investors and mingle. Okay? So they've had this stuff. They've been doing almost like a Shark Tank thing here.
Lots of mingling this week at EAA. Okay, so should we start with this young man on my left?
Let's start at the beginning.
Tell us your name and what company you're with.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Michael Adam, and I am with Chaintrax. So what we do is we allow companies in aerospace and defense to record their most critical documentation on blockchain, which makes it 100% verifiable and immutable. So if you think about maintenance records, manufacturing records, flight logs, anything that the FAA or government could and probably will audit, the companies that use us can prove that it's 100% accurate, has not been changed, has not been manipulated. So basically creating an instant audit trail for aerospace and defense.
I can think of one large aircraft manufacturer right now that's probably doing some diving for papers these days. Should we go on to our second person?
Absolutely.
Just so we can move on? Yes.
Hi, my name is David Lemieux with Precision Aviation Tools, and we offer to the aviation industry a new technology that allows them to set solid core rivets to precision tolerances. So the automation process allows people who have had the experience of undersetting or particularly oversetting rivets or setting smileys when they're driving their rivets to eliminate those problems.
What's a smiley?
Oh, you don't know what a smiley is?
I haven't done rivets.
Do explain.
A smiley is when you have a set tool. It's a concave set tool, and you're driving a dome head rivet, and you pop off that rivet, and your next rivet impact is going to cut a semicircle into the rivet or the work surface. That's a smiley.
That's not good, is it?
Not good.
I understand. Okay.
There's a lot of home builders on this field that are smiling because they also understand firsthand what that's like.
I guess.
It takes a lot of riveting to get to the point where you don't do that. So something like your tool would mitigate that to some degree, I'd think.
It just makes it simple for everybody. It doesn't set all the rivets. It just sets the majority of the rivets. Some rivets in really tight spots, you'll still need to use a bucking bar. You'll still have to have those skills.
Or small hands. Absolutely. We're going to pass the mics now. So.
And during this hot swap in the studio, we're going to chatter amongst ourselves to keep the audience
It's
amused.
All good. No dead air.
Let's have our next entrepreneur up. Tell us who you are and what company you represent.
Hi, it's a pleasure being here. My name is Dynamite Obina, and I am with Skygenex. And Skygenex has developed a new boarding bridge that can be attached to existing jetways and pretty much allows the airlines to board or deplane passengers using multiple doors on the side of the aircraft.
So, oh, finally.
I know.
I've had this discussion with the people at Southwest so many times about, why don't you guys use the back doors? Mm-hmm. They go, well, we've done time studies and all the other, and when you're in row 27 and you, God help you if you need to make a connection, you know that's not going to happen.
Right.
What a great idea.
That is fabulous. I was recently in Iceland, and I was horrified that I had to get on a bus to go to what was ostensibly a pretty big airplane. Mm-hmm. It was a 757. But when I got there, they had two sets of air stairs, and they said, you people that way, you people that way. And I'll tell you what, in about 3.5 minutes, it felt like that airplane was boarded.
Yep.
That makes a big difference.
Yep. If you let passengers get in or out using multiple doors, it it solves the problem.
Well, now, one thing we didn't ask our first two guests, but let's ask you, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, like everybody else who flies, I was flying between two cities that were about 45 minutes. And when I arrived at the place I was going to, it felt as if it was taking longer to get off the airplane than it did the entire duration of the flight. And I'm like, somebody needs to do something about this.
Well, and time actually contracts if you have a connection mm-hmm. and you're stuck on board waiting to get off. You're absolutely true. So we've got one more company representative here. Tell us a little bit about your company and what you're doing,
yes.
who you are.
Thank you. My name is Neil, and great to be with you, Amy, Rob. And my company is called V Rotors, and we have a new way to fly.
Do tell more.
So from your home, you use your personal computer or your VR headset, and you fly our drones, which are located in California. And you can actually fly together. It's a pilot and co-pilot, and on your PC you're actually entering a virtual cockpit. You hit takeoff and the real drone in California actually takes off and you fly over some beautiful scenery.
Is it taking real-time photographs and then we're seeing what it's shooting?
Absolutely. You're flying it, you're controlling the actual drone in real time for that flight experience. And we're looking at some really great locations around the world, as you can imagine. So you get a great view. So California, Australia, Dubai, and you can fly anytime you want to.
If you have been listening, we are talking to four different companies that have been part of the Aero Innovate process. And it really is a process. I mean, you could tell me a
yes.
little bit about how it happens. How did you find Aero Innovate?
Absolutely. So, you know, here we are as entrepreneurs, and in aviation, it is hard to find people with passion to support you as you're starting a new company. And Aero Innovate stands unique among them in that they have a passion for supporting aviation-related startups, and they have a formal program that you can get involved in, which culminates in that pitch event you talked about here in Oshkosh.
That is fantastic. And moving back to blockchain, and I want to bring you back, because I'm trying to mix this up as much as possible, because these are so diverse.
What I think is really interesting is this morning, every time somebody talks about what they're doing, I have to kind of push my jaw closed, because I go, wow, what a cool idea. I mean, how long was this percolating before it became real?
Right. So it's kind of a road long traveled. So in my day job, I'm actually an instructor of blockchain technology and artificial intelligence at Marquette University. And my field of study and research is always real-world applications, commercialized applications of blockchain outside of the cryptocurrency space. So obviously, most people probably relate blockchain to Bitcoin. But the use case applications are vast and maybe endless. So it just made a lot of sense. Okay, aerospace, aviation, and defense is so highly regulated, and there's no standardization of how we can verify these documentations. And as you know, these documentations can be very crucial. They can cause life, death, huge penalties. So we need to have a way to standardize these. So that's what we've been doing.
And also a way to harden them so that they can't be hacked.
Absolutely. So cybersecurity is a large part of what we do as well.
I'm just curious, are any of you pilots? Two of you are. Okay, that's interesting. Because, I mean, we're at Aero Innovate, and everybody says, well, they're going to come up with something that relates to flying.
We need a lot more than pilots
in this
industry,
honey. I was just
going to
say that. So, not that we don't like you two pilots. It's great.
No, we love pilots. Pilots is great. But if we don't have AI people, if we don't have people coming up with these very innovative ways to draw people into aviation, oh, my goodness.
I just want to know about the boarding we were talking about before, and I wonder if there's we were going back to you, Dynamo, about the boarding session session. And is there a virtual reality solution to boarding an airplane, or will we ever? We're just going to have to go up and down the stairs or the jetway, right?
I can't imagine teleporting.
Yeah, that would, you know.
During my time here, I have actually gotten a lot of innovative ideas about how to get people on and off airplanes faster. Somebody said we should just open the top of the airplane and drop people in, and that way you would not have any boarding time.
Well, but you know, and for any of you, I think I'm curious. I know we're almost out of time, but have you found that being involved with other entrepreneurs at Aero Innovate has helped you as an entrepreneur, improve your product or the way you're thinking about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that we've learned here is that we all can work together in some way. So even though all of our products are completely different, they all kind of go together. I mean, we could use riveting tools to build jetways. We could use our blockchain software to collect data in the drone racing with V-Rotors. So we're all kind of intertwined and intermingled. And the one thing that Aero Innovate has done is just opened up those opportunities for us.
That's fantastic. Where can people find Aero Innovate on the web? Do you know? Where did you start?
AeroInnovate.org.
Oh, see, that's what I like about it. AeroInnovate.org. You can find the tent over in the Innovations Showcase area at the field. Guys, thank you so much for coming and sharing your stories on EAA Radio today.